What is it you want? Real estate.
It's the Red Hot Real Estate Show, where we can all find out how's it going for buyers and sellers in the real estate market.
I have died and gone to real estate heaven.
Looking to move? Hoping to sell? Call in with your questions to real estate expert Mimi Shoneman with RE/MAX Results.
I'm going to go out and buy a house.
Here she is, your host, Mimi Shoneman.
Yes, she is here, Mimi Shoneman, your host of the Red Hot Real Estate Show and your super real estate agent. She's our licensed realtor with RE/MAX Results. Good morning, Mimi.
Good morning.
Hello, hello, hello. So, I know it's supposed to be hot out there in the market, but we mean that's because lots of action is going on, not the actual temperature.
Well, you know, I heard the discussion on another show on my talk, the difference between hot and spicy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. So is our market hot or spicy?
It's definitely busy.
Okay, busy.
And that's a good thing. So considering, you know, we're all, you know, here's the nice thing. When you're selling your house in this weather,
yes,
you know that these buyers are committed.
True.
Very true. Just to be out and get out and go.
And then we were just saying earlier that it's really good, never thinking that, you know, that you can't sell your house right now. Like, oh, nobody's going to come look at it. It's too cold. There's people out there that are interested.
No, I mean, there absolutely is. And so, you know, you definitely don't have to worry. Super Bowl has happened.
Right.
And now is the spring market.
Right.
Officially. So we want to encourage any of our sellers that have got questions on what they need to do to get ready for the market. Today's show is for you.
Perfect.
Because we're going to be talking about the next 2 weeks, what you need to be thinking about in order to get your house ready for the market.
We also encourage you to call in. You can ask your questions of Mimi at 651-641-1071. And you'll still get those guides, those things to consider when buying a home and things to consider when selling a home.
Yes, absolutely. And our producer, Sonny, can take your information and we can get those out to you. So they're really good, a good place to start, to put your nose in, read a few things. The best thing if you're thinking about selling is to take advantage of a free market analysis that we offer to all of our listeners. It's absolutely complimentary and it's no obligation. So
right.
All you have to do is call and request that. Our number during the week, 651-578-2218.
Mimi, what's involved in that market analysis when I call you?
So, you know, it's interesting because I was actually helping a friend out of state do some research on a property, a land property. And
okay.
So what goes into a market analysis is typically you take within a mile radius, if at all possible, the homes that have sold closest to yours.
Okay.
And then you try and take a sampling of the homes that are most like yours.
Okay.
And so we
can. So the number of bedrooms, the number of bathrooms, the square footage, that type of thing?
Yes.
Okay.
And also the style of the house. So you wouldn't really compare a Rambler to a two-story or a split level.
Okay.
So you would want to compare it most that you can exactly the same. And it's a good idea to have at least six.
Okay.
In the last 6 months. So it gives you a good sampling. And so then from that, we go into the MLS database and look at the history.
Okay.
And go back through the notes that we see. We go back through the photos. And we pick the homes that we believe are closest match to yours. And the interesting thing with properties when you're trying to do market analysis, it's not just as simple as just, oh, you know, the home down the street is just like mine, built, you know, 2 years different. Every home has its own DNA.
Okay.
And each homeowner puts their own stamp on what that DNA looks like. And so some of the things that you will have done to your house that would be considered maintenance versus upgrades.
Okay.
And so I think that gets a lot of people confused. Well, I think my house should be worth more because I painted it last year. Or my house should be worth more because, you know, that new linoleum floor I put down in the bathroom.
Or windows.
Exactly.
Okay, so, I gotcha.
So some things are going to be more valuable and some things are going to make you more sellable.
What about those in-between things like the curb appeal things like I redid my driveway?
Well, you know, here's the thing.
Okay.
If you put yourself always in the other person's shoes and
yes.
Think about it, if you're a seller, you think about it from the eyes of the buyer right now.
Okay.
And I tell you what, if that's difficult for you to do, then you should take us up on a free shopping trip.
Okay.
And because you will start to see things differently. You know, you'll start to see, okay, so that house was really nice.
Right.
And they've done this and that. My house doesn't have that, or my house is better than that.
Okay.
And so you want to put yourself in the eyes of the opposite that you are. So if you're a seller, you want to look at it from a buyer's perspective. And so if
you're... And that's probably very eye-opening for people, because it's very difficult, and you've mentioned this before, Mimi, to take the emotion out of your home and go, no, this is a house that I am now trying to sell.
Yeah. If you can get your mind wrapped around just starting to not even call it a home.
Okay.
Or even a house. Call it a property.
Fair enough.
Or
yes.
Or my real estate.
Okay.
This is what it's going to be now, because, you know, a house is a home.
Right.
And it has emotional connections, and a lot of things go on in a home. And that's why it's an emotional thing.
Okay.
Whereas when you're working with your real estate professional, that's what we're here for, because it's not emotional for us. We see that it's emotional for you. We watch you.
Right.
We watch you go through all of the process of thinking things through. We watch your body language when you're going through the property. We watch you have a meltdown
yes.
in the hallway because, you know, you missed out on another house because it went into multiple offers. So, you know, we're going to talk about things for sellers primarily today. But if you're a buyer out there and you've got questions too, we absolutely want to talk with you. And one good place for you to start, both buyers and sellers, is to register on our website, viewgreaterminneapolishomes.com.
Right.
And you can start looking at property there. Absolutely. Browse to your heart's content, and you can contact us through the system and make appointments.
And now's a good time for it. If you're hunkered down anyway and you're like still in hibernation mode and you need motivation.
Yes.
This is a good time for you to go look at those pictures and go, I could be doing that right now.
Well, I think, you know, it's really tough when we have weather.
Right.
And then people are going, I don't know what to do. I really don't know where to start. Should I just wait until all the snow is over with? Well, here's the thing. There's still buyers here in Minnesota all the time, year round, that are looking and needing good properties.
Right.
And the closer you wait to May, the more competition you're going to have. And it's going to put pressure on your price.
Okay.
It's also going to put a lot of pressure on you for condition, because everybody's going to be comparing to that model home that they're seeing, that they're able to go into now with the beautiful spring flowers and everything and the green grass. So, especially right now, if your yard doesn't look like nothing.
Now's the time to take a shot.
There you go. So, you know, if you're like, well, all that landscaping I really need to do, now's a great time to get going. So
perfect.
So anyway, we do encourage you to take advantage of all the links that we have posted on the show page here at MyTalk1071.
Right. There's fantastic resources out there for every little niche that you might fall into.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So just to kick off what we're talking about, the things that you need to be thinking about over the next 2 weeks to get your home ready to sell. The biggest thing that I think that I can encourage you to do is the psychology piece.
Okay.
Okay, so you say to yourself, just like we said a second ago, this is not my home.
Right.
This is my real estate. It is my investment. I'm going to be smart about this. And it's kind of like you just make the mental decision to let go.
Okay. It probably helps you even like the other things that you're about to give them advice. It makes it a lot easier to make those decisions if you go, this is my real estate. How do I maximize it?
Exactly.
Okay.
And then if you can take yourself back to the moment in time when you bought that house, okay, feel yourself as you are making your offer on that house. Feel yourself as you are walking in for the first time that you own it, and the things that you saw that you didn't see before you actually owned it.
Right.
And all of us know that. Even if you've never bought a house, you know what it's like to move into an apartment and go, I didn't see that.
Yes.
You know, if I'd only seen that, I would have
asked this question, or I would have asked for this.
Yeah. You know? Or I wouldn't have to change that. You
right.
know, because we all get in there and go, daggone it, that platter won't fit in the cabinet.
Right.
You know, not that that's a deal breaker on real estate. But you want to start thinking about those things that you thought when you first moved in, because that's what your buyers are going to be thinking about. So once you start doing that, then you want to make a checklist in your, just go ahead and write them all down.
Okay.
Go through and say, yep, this bugged me. I fixed it or I didn't fix it. And you want to also just start checking that list off. And if there's little things that you can do to make that space a little bit better, then you're definitely going to want to go ahead and do that.
So anything that you maybe went, I thought that was weird, start working on it now.
Well, I meet with so many sellers that say, gosh, it bugged me when I moved here, but I never did anything about it.
Okay.
You hear a whole lot of, you know, kitchen stuff, bathroom stuff. I didn't finish the basement stuff.
Okay.
And, you know, I lived with those stairs and I lived with that carpet. I never liked it. I never painted that room because I never used it. It was a storage room and I hate that color.
Okay.
Those right. kinds of things. You want to go ahead and put your checklist together. And when you're talking with your real estate professional, those are the kinds of things that we can help you with. Here's why those subtle things matter, because photos are everything.
Okay.
Okay. So, you can put the same exact house with a neutral wall or an orange wall or a neutral wall or a blue, or you pick the color or wallpaper.
Okay.
Okay. Put those same two rooms on the internet when you're shopping for property, and which house is going to look better?
Well, that's what
the neutral one most of the time, unless it's a really well decorated space.
Okay.
So you've got about, 15 seconds to capture somebody's attention on the online, especially with photos. And I can tell you what, when you're flipping through photos, it's seriously like going through a newspaper. Boom, 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 boom. Just like that.
Yes.
And then people will stop on the ones, and it's actually measurable where your eyes go to. And so I want, if you're not able to visualize that, call us. That is something that we're specialists in looking at property and knowing what's going to matter and what's not going to matter.
Well, we are going to cover some more tips on what you should do in the next 2 weeks to sell your house. We're also going to talk about a great contest that we had going on. We're going to announce a winner at the end of the show as well, right, Mimi?
We are,
right. And we're happy to take your calls at 651-641-1071. We'll be right back on the Red Hot Real. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Your super real estate agent and licensed realtor with REMAX Results, Mimi Shoneman, is here sharing what you should do in the next 2 weeks to sell your house. She's also taking your questions at 651-641-1071. That's 651-641-1071. In the first segment, Mimi, you said, stop thinking of it as your home and thinking of it as your real estate, which is actually a very empowering thing to do. That makes you sound like very, very important. You're like, I have real estate.
Right.
That's important. That's a good, you know, I love that tip that you just gave.
Yeah. And, you know, it's all about your psychology and how you look at things in everything, really.
Right.
Right. You can decide you're going to be crabby in
yes.
the morning because it's snowing like mm-hmm. I have been.
Or you can go, you know what? Like, this is the way I looked at it. I went out and I was using my snowblower and I said, this is very empowering.
There you
especially
go.
As a single mom. I'm like, look at how good I am with the snowblower.
Yeah, I'm a master at the snowblower.
Yeah.
Yes. And I'm going to use that maybe in some marketing campaigns.
Yes, I'm a master of the snowblower.
Just look at how much fun this is to
my
do.
Friend put it this way. She's like, from now on, whenever there's something you don't want to do, call it empowering, and
there
that will
go.
Change the way you think about
own it,
Mimi.
Own it, yes. So really what you want to think about is handing the keys and the envelope of all the stuff over to the new owner.
Okay.
And how much joy is that going to be when you get to see their smile on the face? And if you have an abstract, that's the title document that they used to provide that goes all the way back into history.
Okay.
And that is like so much joy to get one of those. If you've got that, to be able to say, oh, and your property went all the way back to 1812, where the, you know, lumber barons came, and that was once a big estate and yada, yada.
What if I have like the leftover like permits and stuff from like when I had the roof replaced and things like that? Are those good things to transfer to people? Like,
well,
anything that documents that?
I really think that buyers, especially brand new buyers, are kind of information junkies.
Okay.
They kind of like the history, and
okay.
it makes them feel a deeper connection faster. So I do think that whatever you can provide to a new owner, they appreciate, especially those manuals. You
right.
know, you've got the manuals that look like they're 100 years old. But, you know, if they're still, if you've still got the thing,
yeah,
you know, they, those are good to give them. They
Fair
like
enough.
That. Mm-hmm. And it's helpful because, you know, they may not know how to operate anything.
Right.
You know, the first time you own a house, you may not know anything to do with your furnace or water heater.
Right.
And you probably don't. Except for maybe turn it up to 78 mm-hmm. when it's cold.
So if there's a little trick to remembering which way the filter goes in your
right.
furnace. Okay,
and
got
the,
it.
And the, you know, go ahead and make those sorts of things that you can pass on to them and imagine how that's going to make them feel. So look forward to going forward as opposed to looking backwards. If
okay.
you can get yourself excited about where you're going as compared to where you're leaving, that's a good thing.
Okay. Well, let's take a second to go to the phones then, Mimi, because we do encourage people to call and be part of the Red Hot Real Estate Show at 651-641-1071. That's 651-641-1071. Rhonda, thank you for calling the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Do you have a question on an investment property for Mimi?
Well, we're going to be selling our home in a couple years because we're going to retire and downsize. Our countertops are not granite or whatever. They're just regular countertops. It is an investment. Is it worth it?
Oh, that's a great question. I guess here's where you can get really good information from having a market analysis. If other homes in your area have upgraded to those sorts of amenities, it may help you make your house more sellable. But if you're not going to sell until 2 years, who knows what's going to be popular in 2 years? You know what I'm saying? But granite right now, I still think has a wow factor still going on with it. Or if your cabinets are kind of faded or if there's cracks in it, then I think, you know, it would probably be a good investment. But it's always case by case specific. Does that make sense?
Yep.
So, okay. You know, when we do the market analysis for folks that call, we look at the photos of the interiors of the homes that are around you, and we can provide you with that information.
So she can see if it's comparable. I get that.
Yeah.
Okay.
If that would be helpful.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you for the call.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Rhonda. We appreciate that. And I mean, that has to be hard where you're going, I want to make it marketable, but I don't want to, as you've put it before, put a bunch of things in there that...
You're not going to get the money back.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so if nobody else has granite countertops, you're saying she doesn't have to do it.
Maybe not.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you cannot say what's going to happen two years from now.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't. It's not possible. But you can kind of look and see what's trending in the neighborhood. If you're in your kitchen and you're thinking, I'm going to sell in a few years, and I hate this kitchen.
Okay.
You know, it makes me unhappy every time I'm in here. Let's talk about that. What can you do right now that maybe will help you enjoy it better and also make it more sellable?
Right. All right. So if you have a question, again, call us at 651-641-1071. That's 651-641-1071. We're talking about what you have to do to sell your house in the next 2 weeks.
Yes. And mm-hmm. of course, anybody that is thinking of buying and selling right now, now is a great time to get one of these great guides. Things to consider when selling your house or things to consider when buying, and they're absolutely complimentary.
And it can help you make some of those decisions as well, I'm sure. Well, Mimi, okay, so we talked about, you know, just, you know, the how you think about your property.
Yes.
So what's the next thing people have to do if they're trying to get that market, get that house, to sell their house in the next couple of weeks?
Yes. So the next thing that you want to think about is the depersonalization. That's different than decluttering.
Okay.
Okay, so... People are very pride-oriented in their homes. They have things displayed on the walls that mean things to them.
Right.
That have great emotional value. Think about your college diploma.
Yes.
You know, the higher learning ones that have got your name and the seals. Those are fantastic. But you don't necessarily want those to be displayed on the internet with all of your information.
Right.
People can zoom in on these photos and they know exactly where you graduated from. They know who signed off on your diploma. They know all of your name. They know when you graduated now. Same thing, too, with your family photos. So if you are one that loves to have the photos up in display and proud,
right,
because you find that's beautiful and it is emotional to you, it's your home, those photos, in my opinion, need to come down.
Fair enough.
For starters, you're walking into my house, I'm selling my house, and I don't look like you.
Right.
But I've got all of my family all the way back to my great-grandfather from the 1800s, and you're
right.
Like... I'm not vibing in this house. Yeah,
exactly.
You know, it's because
it
don't
feels
know.
Like your house still. It doesn't feel like someplace I could live.
Yes.
So are you also taking this out not only from a personal security methodology, but also so because people aren't very imaginative,
right.
You've said before.
So, okay, let me just ask you a personal question, Ms. Mm-hmm. Shannon. So you're selling your house, let's
yes.
say.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm walking into your house and I'm looking at all your business.
Yes.
Okay. I see that you had a baby in 1981.
Right.
I see that that baby, you know, progressed and it was a baseball player. And then I see that that baby went on to be a doctor.
Right.
In school. And now I know all these things about you that I maybe shouldn't know. Where your child went to school because you've got
all the school photos. Yes.
And I don't, why should I know even what your child looks like?
Right. Mine, you know, just because I did what was so popular where I have his name stenciled on his wall.
There's your face.
I'd have to get rid of that. I got all Pinterest-y one day.
Right?
Like, and stenciled his name on
his
wall.
But, you know, you think about that, especially in
nurseries.
It looks
great, but you don't want it.
Okay,
you know?
So
I don't want anybody to know his name.
Do I really want you to know my cat's name's George?
Right.
You know?
Probably not.
No.
Mm-hmm.
That's my point. And it's a hard thing to do to take those personal pictures and things down, but you don't want those displayed because the things that go on the internet are there forever,
right.
Somehow, somewhere, locked in the cloud.
Yes.
I don't want all of my stuff in and on the cloud for everybody to see. And anybody can shop on the internet for property and
right.
know a whole lot about you. So not only from a depersonalized for
right.
the next buyer, but for security reasons as well.
All right. I get that.
That is what you need to do. So that is hard for people to do. Call us. We can walk you through it. We really can walk you through it. Not only because we've seen other people do it, we've done it ourselves.
Right.
I can tell you when I had to put my wedding pictures away when I sold my house, I did not like that.
Right.
But I did it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there you go. Okay, so we're going to go on to the next one, and this is going to carry us into the next break.
Okay.
This is where a lot of people have panic attacks. This is where they shut down. They're like, the word clutter.
Okay.
And put a D in front of that. Declutter.
Yes, yes.
Okay, we get it. That is hard. That is like, I don't even know what that means or how to start.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay, so I'm going to give you a visual. We're going to start room by room
okay.
on this decluttering thing.
Okay.
Okay, in your living room, almost everything in there, the furniture, that needs to stay, your lamps need to stay, major pieces of furniture and major accessories need to stay.
Okay.
Your knickknacks, except for... This is why you need to have a consultation with us. So I've had people say, well, you said to get rid of everything.
Yes.
Everything with a, you know, X with an asterisk
okay.
by it. So it's helpful for us to see what it is that you have so that we can tell you what we think you ought to do to get maximum exposure. When I walk in your house, the first thing I want to be able to do is exhale.
Okay.
Okay.
All
does
right.
that make sense?
Yes.
Have you ever been to somebody's house, especially during Christmas or you're going to a church function?
Yes.
And you walk into somebody's house and go, oh, Lord, I don't know where to step. I don't know where to move. I'm so confused. I feel stressed. You know, that is where you need to start. And we can talk a little bit more about it when we come back.
We'll also take your questions at 651-641-1071. We'll be right back with the Red Hot Real Estate Show with your host, Mimi Shoneman.
Thank you for joining us for the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1. You can always get this this episode and previous episodes on our website, mytalk1071.com. Just use the keyword Red Hot. And we've had people that have been asking about this because I do get messages throughout the week where they go, what did you say about this? And where can I find it? And we go, again, My Talk 107.1, keyword Red Hot. Because sometimes you're like, I needed to distill that, but I was trying to go out and
yes.
snow blow or do something and didn't quite have, wasn't paying as much attention as I hope.
Yeah, so we're on demand as well and,
mm-hmm.
and also in podcast form. So you can also go to MyTalk 107.1, our show page right there and get those
right.
previous episodes if you've missed something.
Right. And I think it's also great because sometimes people go, that relates to my cousin, sister, friend, and then they can go ahead and just grab the link email them the link and go, here's something that we think you should listen to.
Exactly. So we're talking about the things that you need to do in the next 2 weeks to get your home ready to sell.
Right.
Okay.
Now and you got to the difficult subject of decluttering, right, Mimi?
Well, we just hit the surface on the declutter
right.
thing. That's a bad word.
Yeah.
So people, I like to say people like to collect.
Yes.
You know, it's just the nature of the beast. It's a place we put stuff. I had a problem with Oprah magazines.
Okay.
I mean, when I say a problem, I'm talking if you stacked them all up, they'd be 5 feet tall.
Okay.
Probably.
I gotcha.
And when I moved. And,
okay.
And I was like, but what if I need to find that article?
There was a recipe.
I couldn't find it if my life depended on it. And so you Google it and there it is. So, you know, that's what I think. So,
right.
So I forced myself to throw those things away. Okay. I'm going to get in full disclosure. I was a part of the Beanie Baby craze.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yep. Well done.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
My mom was similar to you. She still has hers.
I don't know why. I don't have kids, but.
Oh, lots of people. It's not just you.
Just holding those things makes me happy.
That's fair.
So I get.
You are not alone.
Yeah. So, you know, if you've got things like that, so I'm being flip right now, but what you oftentimes see is you'll walk into a house and there'll be shelving on a living room wall that has a variety of knickknacks.
Yes.
You'll see porcelain figurines, or you might see a collection of spoons.
Yes.
Or maybe an antique thing or two that has sentimental value for your family. So the thing that you need to think about is does your merchandise in your home, does it date you? And do people make speculation about who you are because of what you've got hanging around on your walls?
Oh my gosh, if they came to my house, they would know exactly what kind of person
I am.
You know
who you are.
Yeah, and I have a collection of things that most people probably do not want. So I know I would have to pack everything up in a storage unit.
But even if it's not what some, and I get a lot of pushback about this, but like, that's stupid. That, you know, that had nothing to do with my house. And okay, and I hear you, and I am in agreement with you, except, is there anything that's going to stop somebody subliminally
right.
from connecting with your space? Or are they going to look at your collections, which clearly dates you to be a certain age person, and make subjections about where you're going and your motivation?
Right.
Because you want to keep your motivation close to the chest, because the last thing you want is for somebody to go, these people are divorcing.
Okay.
Because I see this, that, or the other thing. Or these people are going into the nursing home, and so I'm going to make this kind of
offer
based on that sort of thing.
Right.
So what we're looking to do is to help you to not have that happen. Okay. So if I can help you to de-age yourself, that is going to be in your benefit.
And having too much of that stuff around probably makes your house look smaller also. Like, I mean, the fact that I have my little collectibles over on a table kind of stacked up probably makes my house look smaller, because that draws you to these things that don't look like they have a place to live.
Okay, so we're in the MyTalk studio here, mm-hmm. home of Loria and Julia.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Let's just take, everybody's got a visual, if you listen to the station, of the man wall.
Correct.
Correct?
So photos, all just...
Yes.
Push pin to the wall.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, some people could love that, or some people, if you are walking into this and this was a bedroom.
Yes.
In your house, and this would stop you visually.
Right.
Right. You'd mm-hmm. be focused on that. You might not be focused, and maybe that's a good thing, because maybe your room is awful.
So Fair enough.
Maybe you need to replace the carpet, but you get what I'm saying.
Yes.
If there's something, and you can look at this, if you take pictures of your own room and really sit back and just analyze, okay, what is the focal point that I'm seeing from the doorway when I take a picture of my own room? Is there anything that's heavy or oppressive feeling?
Because it's distracting as well.
Because if it's bringing your eye, distracting you from the room,
okay,
maybe it could be removed, and maybe it would make the room feel brighter, bigger, fresher. All of those things are very appealing to buyers.
Right.
So let's talk about, we've talked a little bit about knickknacks. And that's the kind of stuff that you sit around on the end tables, or you've got decorative shelving, this sort of thing. But let's talk about bookcases.
Okay.
Okay. So if you are the kind of person that is a big reader.
Yes.
Okay. So you know that you've probably got too many books, if right. there is such a thing, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm not judging, because right. I like to read too.
Yes.
But when you're trying to merchandise a bookshelf, sometimes it's better to have some separation between the different books.
Not crammed in and then stacked on top of each other and just...
Exactly.
Okay.
And maybe you want to put a beautiful decorative bookend and then have some on the side, some up. You want to definitely have some open spaces, because that gives people a place to pause.
Okay.
Okay. So if you've got too many of those things, keep some of the more beautiful bound ones and pack the others into a box.
Okay.
Give yourself that, and you'll be that much further ahead when you're moving anyway.
Fair enough. You're
okay.
right.
Mm-hmm. So bookshelves are a big one. So kitchen counters, that can be it can be really troubling, especially if you don't have a lot of storage.
Yes.
Okay.
And you've and maybe you have every kitchen electronic thing, a blender and an Instant Pot and a griddle and a...
Yes.
Okay.
You're that person mm-hmm. because you like convenience and you like to buy those things because they're useful and you enjoy that sort
right.
of thing, kitchen stuff. So your kitchen counter should be all but empty.
Okay.
You know, with just a few things on there, because the thing that people want are big, functional kitchens.
All right.
And so if I walk in and I see all of your stuff, I'm like, this kitchen's too small, I'm done. And especially if you're the ones that have got such little storage space that you've got your cereal boxes and your fruit baskets on top of your refrigerator or on top of your other cabinets. And I see, oh man, and then, you know, opening the cabinets in the kitchen, that's fair game.
Right.
Because that's real estate.
Okay.
And it's fair for the buyer to be able to see what kind of storage opportunities or lack thereof that there are.
Because if you have so much stuff in there that it looks like they, you know, then they can't go, well, where will my stuff go?
Exactly.
Okay.
Because if they've got a big, you know, crock pot and they look around and there's like nowhere to put anything, that is an issue.
Okay.
So take out of your kitchen cabinets the things that you don't always use. And this is temporary, right?
Right.
So I've got, I mean, I'm embarrassed to say it, but I've got glasses from, you know, the 80s.
Okay.
You know, that I had in college. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not throwing it away.
You like them.
I like it.
They give you joy
makes
when you
me
see
happy.
That's fair.
Makes me want to dance.
Yeah.
So I hear what you're saying.
But they don't have to be right there all the time. If you have a waffle maker and you make waffles every 6 months, put the waffle maker away.
Yeah, label it so you know where you put it.
Right.
But, you know, it's all that kind of stuff that I'm talking about. And you'll be that much further ahead. Kitchens are hard to pack up when you're moving.
Right.
If you haven't moved in a long time and, you know, you filled it all up like we all do, that is the best place to start with your decluttering.
Right.
Okay, right there in that room.
And decluttering, I know that it's scary for a lot of people, but it's all the rage right now. Like, all the cool kids are doing it. Like, every Netflix special is about decluttering right now.
I need to watch more TV. I'm just not going to work, and I'm going to watch.
Just watch.
I'm going to binge watch TV while it snows.
No, I'll send you the link. The links of all of the things you should binge right now, Mimi.
Exactly. So, feel sorry for me. I'm a sad Southern girl. All right, whatever. But those are the kinds of things we're talking about. Okay, so let's move to the next room. And what we're talking about, bedrooms.
Okay.
Okay, so if you're in a 50s home, we feel you.
Yes.
We really, really do. We know that your closets are small.
Right.
And you're doing everything you can to manage what you have. And we've got big things in the winter here. Coats and gloves and mittens and boots and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
All right. Buyers are going to open up your closets.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah. They mm-hmm. are. You did it when you bought it. And if you didn't, you should have.
Yeah.
They need to be able to see open spaces. So if you're the kind of person that keeps summer, winter, spring in the same place, and you know you're going to be selling, go ahead and get those off-season items out of your closet and put them into a clear storage bin.
Right.
It's always better to get the clear ones if you can, because that way you can quickly look at it.
Go which one's
and,
which.
And know what's what. You know, so that's one thing that you want to do. You want to be able to have your clothes not so smushed together.
All right.
That makes sense?
Yes.
Because if you're smushed together, that doesn't give the sense of space.
Okay.
And the shelf above your closet, you know, if you're the kind that throws your sweaters up there and wherever they land. Okay.
Right.
Let's talk about containering those things, whether
right.
that means getting a box and putting things in an organized fashion. I'm a fan of stacking them right up to the ceiling.
Okay.
You go as tall as you can.
Mm-hmm.
But keep them in organized stacks.
Right.
So that people can see, oh, yeah, okay. And the clear ones, they can look and go, oh, that's where they put their sweaters. Ah. And that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I can do that.
What if, because I have a friend that's like this, what's the optimum size for the bed? I don't know how he got this king size bed in this little room, but it takes up the whole room.
Oh, okay.
And he would probably, he's okay with it, but I feel like I'd go, no, that's terrible. Why would you do that?
Okay, so what's your question? Is it too big?
Is it too big?
Is there such a thing as a too big bed?
Yeah. For a room.
I don't know. You know, it's so funny. Like when I travel, I try to get a king bed. I'm like, it's just me.
Yeah.
Why do I need that?
You want to roll over for a half mile.
Right? I'm like, no, I don't know. I really don't need that. But yeah, if your bed is enormous, you're going to just have to deal with it, right?
Yeah.
Unless you can somehow separate it.
Okay.
So if you've got a sleep number, I think you could maybe cut it in half.
not literally
cut it, but put it in half.
Have you ever had to tell one of your clients, I think we should go get a different bed just to stage this room appropriately?
No.
Okay.
I haven't.
Okay.
I usually deal with whatever situation somebody has, and I'm pretty realistic about, you know, we just work with what we have and make it look better. And so there's always got to, if they got the bed in there, there's got to be a way we make it look good.
Okay. Well, we are going to announce the winner to that great contest you've been running over the last month or so. And we're also going to give some more advice on what you should do in the next 2 weeks to sell your home. Right, Mimi?
Exactly.
And if you have questions, make sure you call us at 651-641-1071. We'll be right back on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1, also available at mytalk1071.com, keyword Red Hot. And Mimi, we want to encourage people to get a hold of those guides and all the resources that you have when you go to the website, right?
Yeah. All you have to do is go and request it. You can call here at the show. You can call us during the week, 651-578-2218. Email us, Mimi at mnredhotrealestate.com.
It is a great first resource just to kind of get you, you know, get your brain, you know, lubricated in the right manner to get these things done.
Yep. And, you know, a great place to start shopping is viewgreaterminneapolishomes.com. We've got that link posted on our show page, thanks to our awesome producer, Sonny. And you can definitely just go there and shop to your heart's content.
Right. So again, we encourage you to call and be part of 651-641-1071. Do you want to announce the winner now or at the very end of the show?
Why not?
All right, because remind everybody, we had this contest. You can go and you can just email us, get these resource guides. And we gave away a
$100 Visa gift card.
All right.
For registering on View Greater Minneapolis Homes over the last month. And so we're going to show a little love right here.
Sonny,
before
do you have that timpani, that drum roll available? Can you pull that up? She's going to get that together because I want you to have all of the appropriate fanfare, Mimi.
Of course.
So we had people go ahead and register.
Horns, donuts. I don't know.
And the thing that we appreciated about it is that you go ahead and you register, get some information that you probably needed anyway.
Exactly.
And then we throw all those names in a hat and somebody's going to get this $100 Visa gift card. Perfect in time for Valentine's Day. So you don't have to worry about somebody else getting you chocolate or flowers. You can get your own stuff.
Yeah. Right. Your self-love.
All right. And we are ready. Here we go. Sonny, go ahead, hit that drum roll. And our winner is
Christine T.
Yay, Christine. Thank you for going ahead and registering at Christine with a K.
Yes.
Thank you for registering at viewgreaterminneapolishomes.com. I hope that it was a fantastic experience for you and you saw some properties that you like.
Exactly. So, and now you're going to be able to maybe go treat yourself a little bit.
Yes. You know, get some like some new fancy
some
winter
shoes.
Right.
There you go.
I was just going to say shoes and I was like, maybe I shouldn't, but then I forgot that my best friend Mimi's over there.
Yeah, right here.
We can
right
always
here.
Talk about
yeah,
shoes.
That's why you need bigger closets. That's why you need to move so that you can have more shoes.
Hey, sometimes you just say, they just call to you.
Listen, it's just, you know what? Here's the thing. Your feet almost never change size. So, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's a consistent, it's like jewelry, you know, only you wear them.
Right.
More
it
often.
Is beautiful.
Yes.
It is absolutely beautiful.
They are
beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So we've been talking about things you should do in the next 2 weeks to get your house ready to sell.
Yeah. And closets are a real thing. Okay. They really are. You know, we flip here and talk about the stacking and all this and that, but try to be as anal as you can.
Okay.
About getting things just so.
Okay.
Okay. So you want to alphabetize your spice jars or at least put them in the, you know, stacks.
Right.
Rows so that they're not looking all jumbled.
Right.
Stack your dishes. You know, if you're one that doesn't have a consistent place to put everything.
You just put things
you
away.
Stuff it in there mm-hmm. with your plastic on top of your, you know, and you got bread and
right.
apples. Don't do that. Take that out.
Compartmentalize. Yeah. Yes.
Your coffee cups, you know, keep those kind of, you know, and if you're like me and everybody else, you collect coffee cups. You don't yeah. really need 1,000 coffee cups.
No, but you got one. It's a commemorative this. You yeah. got it from there. It has your favorite TV show on
it. Put it in a box until
it was
you
a
sell
present.
Your house.
I get a ton of those yeah. where it's like it was a mom show, I mean, a Mother's Day thing.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I know. Like, I get one everywhere I go.
Yes.
I'm mm-hmm. like, this has got to stop.
Yeah.
I can't even discipline my own self. Coffee cups, T-shirts. What? Mm-hmm. Where am I wearing T-shirts?
Refrigerator magnets.
Magnets. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. I do have an issue, but that's for maybe a professional organizer discussion.
Yeah. We all have an issue. Yeah. Everybody has their thing.
So once you've got all of these rooms you've gone through, you know, your bathroom closets, and you've got all of those, you know, hotel toiletries that take up a lot of room.
Right.
Honestly, either use them, donate them to a shelter, or put them in a box, because what we're going to talk about now is, and hear me, why can't I put it in the garage? Okay.
No. Yeah.
Rent a storage unit.
Yes.
Yeah, for whatever small amount of money that the storage unit's going to cost you for a short amount of time while you sell, is going to return on investment is going to be good. Because if you stack it up in your garage and you're parking out into your driveway, first of all, your garage is going to look smaller.
Right.
And you're going to be way inconvenienced to have to park in the driveway while we still have weather.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And your driveway is going to look smaller because people are going to be driving by your house. They
right.
just are going to be looking at it from all sorts of ways.
And you want to know, you know, I'm one of those people, I'm like, I park in my garage. I'm going to go in there and poke around.
Yes.
And see if my car is going to fit.
And so there's lots of things that you can put in the storage unit. For instance, if you've just got standalone bookshelves that are just willy-nilly place, you know, different places, you want to maybe get rid of those. If your dining room table is too huge,
yes,
you know, and you got it all maxed out with the leaves,
yes,
take some of those leaves out so
okay.
that your dining room actually looks bigger.
Okay.
And if you've got just oversized furniture, when you meet with us for our free consultation on your market analysis, we may tell you that some of that oversized furniture would be better served to be stored until you sold.
Okay.
Okay. So
maybe leave the yeah, you'll put the love seat. You'll leave the love seat out and put the couch away.
Yeah.
Okay.
You've been to lots of people's houses that have the oversized
That giant sectional
chair, one and a half size chair.
Right.
You know, or maybe it's almost big enough for two people.
Right.
Those, unless you've got a great big room, those are huge.
Right.
So what you want when somebody walks into your front door, your living room is typically one of the first things they see. And you want them to have that,
mm-hmm.
You want it to be, okay, I know exactly where to go. I'm comfortable here. I don't have to figure out where do I stop and take my boots off. I know that the direction is towards the middle and the focal point is the bay window or
right.
it's the fireplace. I could walk to that couch blindfolded and feel comfortable in this space. I don't have to think about it.
Right.
You know, whereas if you've got a room where there's a lot of stuff, especially a sectional sofa that's got even like a table that goes close to it.
Right.
And a lot of end tables. And then you've got the extra bonus entertainment center that's kind of catty corner in front of your window.
Yeah.
It stops people.
Right.
Okay. It doesn't have to stop people and it shouldn't stop people. And if you can't afford a storage unit, we'll talk about how can we break that apart and put it somewhere else.
Right.
Maybe your mother could allow you to store it there for free for
right.
a month or so
mm-hmm.
while we just get the pictures done.
Maybe you can put it in your sister's garage.
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
Put it. Let's move it to the kitchen to get the pictures at least.
Okay.
You know, so that we can move things around so that we're showcasing your property the best that it can.
Right.
And because all of those things matter at the end of the day when you're trying to get the most money.
Right.
For top dollar.
Because you don't want people to go ahead, look at the pictures and not even want to come and see the house.
Exactly.
Okay.
Now, I did show somebody a very nice house in a location. And it was clearly a hoarding kind of situation
okay.
in these photos, or a very bad tenant.
Okay.
Because it was a hot mess.
Yes.
It was stuff everywhere. And the house was underpriced because the photos were so bad.
Okay.
And then when you make the showing request, you've got, you know, delays on getting in because of notice and a whole lot of stuff going on. So seller, if that is you and you've just got a whole lot going on in your life, whether that's you in the space right now or your tenant is in the space and not cooperating with you, let's talk about this
right.
and see if there's not a way that we can come up with a plan
To
help you. Because it's a sad, sad thing to take $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 off your price because you can't get a good photo.
Right.
Okay? Let's think about this and what can be done. Okay? The other things you definitely want to do, and we can talk a little bit more about this next show.
Right.
But if there are any deferred maintenance in your property, if you've got cracks, I hear that a lot. Well, I've got a crack in my floor. Somebody dropped something.
Okay.
And it's always bugged me, but I've got my,
rug over it.
Table legs, cabinet.
Okay.
Go ahead and take care of some of those things if you can.
Okay.
We're respectful of folks' budgets. Sometimes it's not possible, but if there's something that you can do, I had a bathroom in my last house that the grout, I couldn't get it white for nothing. So
right.
there's great grout paint. So there's lots of things that we know that we can do to help folks. All you have to do is reach out to us.
And if you want to reach out to her, it's very easy. You can find her by going to their website.
MNRedHotRealEstate.com.
The phone number again is 651-578-2218. Make sure you check them out. And thank you for listening to the Red Hot Real Estate Show on MyTalk 107.1. Also available at MyTalk107.1.com. Keyword Red Hot.